Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God. It's Bishop Deb. It has been an extremely crazy week here for so many of us here at the church. We give thanks that Chancellor Janet has come to the rescue with this beautiful service of worship today. God bless you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. May the God of love and the power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the collect for the fourth Sunday after Epiphany. Living God, in Christ you make all things new. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace, and in the renewal of our lives make known your glory through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, beginning at the fourth verse. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy. The Lord said to me, Do not say I am only a boy, for you shall go to all whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 71. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Rescue me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and cruel. For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth. Upon you I have learned from my birth. It was you who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you. Strengthen our salvation, that we might never be ashamed to praise you for your mighty acts. We ask this through Jesus Christ. Amen. A reading from the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13, beginning at the first verse. I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it too will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then we will see face to face. For I know only in part. Then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of these is love. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you, and also with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed by the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself.' And you will say, 'Do hear also in your hometown the things that we have heard you did at Capernaum.' And he said, 'Truly, I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel at the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them except to a widow, at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel at the time of prophet Elijah, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman and the Syrian. When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way." This is the gospel of Christ. Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, take my words and speak to each of us according to our need. Amen. Good morning, everyone. Here we are already in February of 2019 with what I'd like to hope is the worst of winter behind us. I pray that I'll survive the bitterly cold winter weather, and although winter has some weeks yet, we can hope that we are through the worst that winter has to throw at us this year. I have faith that we will manage whatever weather comes our way, and with lots of love and understanding, we will endure. Faith, hope, and love are very powerful, even when it comes to weather. The greatest of these, as we heard in the second reading, is love. This 13th chapter of the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians is very special to me for many reasons, one of which is that I had the honor of reading it at the wedding of one of my sisters. On the surface, it seems to be about what could be called romantic love, the love between a man and a woman, and can certainly be applied to that, as I watch my oldest daughter in her relationship with her sweetie. As they make plans for their future together, I rest in the words starting at the fourth verse in this chapter. Love is patient, love is kind, envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on having its way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. But let's take a look at this passage from another angle. And I actually looked at it from several different angles, but let's look at it this way for now. How about our love for Creator? And indeed, the entire Holy Trinity. As I read those four verses, think about it in that way. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Does that reflect your love for Creator? Shouldn't it? Do you have patience and kindness when it comes to your interactions with Creator? Or are you impatient, waiting for answers, unkind in your words, envious, boastful, arrogant, or rude with your interaction? Do you insist on your own way? I could go on and on. Love is powerful, whether it be love between you and Creator, love between two partners, or love between a parent and a child. Any relationship that has love is powerful and should take into account all of these things in this chapter. Paul was very wise as he advised the Corinthians in this letter. That verse 7 is particularly important, I believe. And as I read it yet again, think about the love you have for Creator, as well as the love you have for everyone in your life, your partner, your child, your parents. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. As I was putting this homily together, I was dog-sitting and watching my daughter's little schnoodle Dallas with a toy puppy that I bought her. It makes me smile to watch her. This toy puppy whines and barks, and when her back is pressed and she whines, Dallas holds calm her. It's cute to watch. So even between a dog and her toy baby, there is love. Back to this chapter, though. The next verse to this chapter is critical. And here's the first part of that verse. Love never ends. Think about that. Love isn't that fickle thing that you only have as long as it's convenient. Remember, love bears all things and endures all things. Real love survives all the twists and turns in life. The good times and the bad. Think of that with respect of your love to your child, your parent, as well as your partner, and especially think of that with respect to your love for Creator. Our lives don't always go the way that we would like them to go. And I truly believe that if Creator brings you to it, He will bring you through it. Love is patient, remember? Creator is patient. As you work your way through your challenges, He shows His patience. He's there to listen and there to help and always there with love. Partners, whether it be man and woman or same-sex partners, the marriage ceremony has those words that remind you that love never ends. I'm sure everyone remembers how it goes, for better or worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish for the rest of our lives. Notice it doesn't say for as long as you feel like it or until I find your dirty socks on the floor. Love is meant to stand the test of time. Think now of the love Creator has for us. It doesn't matter who we are or what we do, how much we have or how much we earn. Creator loves us no matter what. Once we are marked as Christ's own at our baptism, that's it. It's forever. The gift of love. The gift that truly keeps on giving. The gift that Paul was trying to convey to the Corinthians when he penned this first letter. So think about this and think about it seriously. When it comes to all your relationships, does your love stand the test of time? Remember near the beginning when I said, on the surface, this is what I might call romantic love? More than that, isn't it? It's a very deep, meaningful, enduring love, isn't it? And it's everywhere, in all of our relationships. And not only our romantic relationships, but even in our relationship with the Creator. Think about the love you have in each and every one of your relationships. Can it endure, as this letter suggests? Think especially about your love for Creator. Can it and has it endured even when things didn't go the way you wanted them to? I will quote the last verse of the chapter. And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of these is love. We all remember the greatest love shown to Creator's children when Jesus died for our sins. What an amazing example of love that was put to the test. Remember this week with respect to all your relationships, but particularly with respect to your relationship with the Creator. Does your love endure all things? And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called one body. And be peace. Let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. For peace from on high and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For peace for the whole world, for the welfare of the Holy Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For our bishops and all our clergy and people, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the leaders of every nation, for all in authority, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For each and every city and community, and for all who live in them in faith, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For good weather and for abundant harvests for all to share, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who travel by water or air, for the sick and the suffering, especially remembering Deb, Jean, Pavan, Liz, Anne, Pat, Doug, Tiffany, Dee, Nancy, George, Plib, for all prisoners and captives, and for their safety, health, and salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from affliction, strife, and need, let us pray to the Lord. For all who have died and those who grieve, let us pray to the Lord. Remembering all the saints, we commit ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our God, to you, O Lord. Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications to you, and you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together, you will hear their requests. Fulfill now our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come eternal life. For you, Father, are good and loving, and we glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Jesus Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, and forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world, at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted. Songs of praise are being offered. Bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God and give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and each moment of the day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love. gifted by your grace and upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen. May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister, and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen. Passes all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us this day and forevermore. Amen. Go forth in the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.